We have a very special guest. Happy Saturday. Welcome back to Aftertaste.
Yippee!
Oh, yay. I can hear myself in the mic now.
Me too.
We have a special guest, and his name is, drumroll please, my father. Woo! Legal name, my last name, father. Mm-hmm. Nickname, Mike.
Mike number two on this.
Mike number two on the show. Mike number two, how are you?
Thanks for having me. It's great to be here.
Yay.
I feel like I'm in one of those like Netflix documentaries behind the scenes.
Yeah.
Of Aftertaste.
Yeah, he flew out here from California just for Aftertaste.
Yep. The only reason.
It was. Facts.
And I'm so excited that he's here. He's my most, probably our most loyal listener.
Yes, for I would say for sure.
All we normally have like maybe 30 listeners, and like half of those, 15 of those is like just my family.
It's okay. No, you guys do a great job.
Thank you.
It's not just because it's my daughter and her freshman roommate. It's you guys play good tunes, and you guys are great at it.
Thank you.
Highly supportive.
Well, we're excited to, my dear father has picked 7 songs.
Ooh.
Well, yeah, we don't have to do all 7.
I would like to do all 7. Mm-hmm. I like all of them.
We have the hour.
What else are we gonna do with it? And I added some of my own, but we're going to open with an artist that my dad actually saw at the Burren last night. And let me tell you something. I've been here for 2.5 years, and have prided myself in never having been to the Burren. What is it? Burren Tuesdays? Thursdays. Burren Thursdays. Listen, the lore of the Burren.
You know, I have I have never been to the Burren, so I'm the only one here in this room who has never been to the Burren.
You've never been to the Burren?
It's just not on the
agenda. Even in your lowest moments?
It's just not on the agenda for me.
Well, it wasn't on the agenda for me until my dad and I were trying to go see live music.
Yeah.
And Wally's Jazz Club didn't start playing until like 9:30, and that's my bedtime. So we went to the Burren, and there was a guy named Marty O'Reilly who was playing. And I was like, I don't know that name. But we went in and we got food. Opens his mouth and my soul transcends. Pretty incredible. It was just him and a guitar and like a steel. It was like a guitar with like a...
A resonator guitar.
Oh. So it's like a steel, like where the hole where the strings are. What's the anatomy of a guitar?
Instead of a sound hole, it's a round metal plate that was designed way back before amplification to help amplify the sound naturally.
So it was a beautiful, like I just have never heard a guitar that sounded like that before. It was gorgeous.
Yeah.
And he played one song, two songs, and I was like, I swear to God, I've heard this voice before. Look up on my Spotify. His album was like one of my most played albums. I think it was like 2020, 2021.
Wow.
But that's the thing about Spotify, is it like totally separates you from the artist.
From the person.
So I got to see Marty O'Reilly, and my dad got to be introduced to him, and turns out he's from the Bay Area. He was talking about being from California.
Yeah, he was born in San Francisco, grew up in Sonoma, and now he lives with his wife and 2-year-old son in somewhere in the Carolinas.
Yeah.
The only reason I know that is because he said it in a song. Yeah, he said it in a song. Yeah, but he was good. He was, anyone who doesn't know him should look him up. His band is called, The Old Soul Orchestra. Which is very apt because he's mid-30s, but definitely has an old soul. He's very soulful music, but it's not soul music. Very rootsy, folky, but it's not folk music.
He played like a lot of influence from like blues music. He played a cover of a Blind Willie Johnson song, who's like one of the oldest blues artists. Like, I mean, I think the only recording of his music is from like the very early 1920s.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, and he took a Blind Willie Johnson song It was very, very sad music. And he took the lyrics and he composed his own music for it. And he called his lighthouse, the song is called something different. And he wrote his own music to the lyrics of Blind Willie John. Just so cool.
He was good. We're going to play Cinnamon Tree, right?
Dreamcatcher.
Oh, Dreamcatcher.
Or Cinnamon Tree.
No, let's do Dreamcatcher. So we'll get to the music. But the cool thing about this song is when he did his encore, he did something I've never seen someone do. He said, okay, I'll meet you guys over in the corner, form a circle. And everyone was looking at each other like, what? But he had such command of the room that everyone just dutifully got up and went over the corner and formed this circle. And he did three encore songs, right in front of us, unamplified. It was super powerful. This was one of them.
It was unreal. It was so unreal. Okay,
all this in Davis Square.
Literally at the Burin.
At the Burin.
Crazy.
That is so random.
Unfortunately, I will be going back to that. All right. This is Dreamcatcher, Marty O'Reilly.
Tried to keep a day bright, earn herself some shade and spend it all on moonlight. Told her I'm a dream catcher, she thought that was just a lie. Maybe it was my hands were open, gotta let me try. Thank you. secret and you can keep me in your heart. Took the Polaroid down in my room. I'm pretty sure you have a new girlfriend. It's not as if I don't like you. It just makes me sad whenever I see it, 'cause I like to be gone most of the time, and you like to be home most of the time. If I stay in one place, I lose my mind. I'm a pretty lady to be with. Joey never met a bike that he didn't want to ride, and I never met a Toby that I didn't like. Scotty liked all of the books that I recommended. Even if he didn't, I wouldn't be offended.
Delicious, delicious music. That was Tire Swing, Kimia Dawson. We'll never get tired of Kimia Dawson, and just always reminds me of Michael Cera. If Michael Cera was music, it's Kimia Dawson.
But like Clay Pigeons.
I know, but like Clay. Yeah, but like Michael Cera's version of Clay Pigeons, which first of all, I've met so many people that do not know that Clay Pigeons is not a Michael Cera song. That, like, what is it? John Prine?
Yeah.
Yeah. That, like, had no idea that Clay Pigeons is, like, a classic John. Anyways. What do we have next, Michael?
So what's next is a song by another Bay Area native. He's kind of the pride of the Bay Area, and another old soul who was an old soul when he was a young singer, and now he's an old soul when he's an old singer. So this is Tom Waits. This next song was covered by Marty O'Reilly last night, very well done. This is Tom Waits' tongue-in-cheek religious song called Chocolate Jesus.
I think it's just I love songs that are so beautiful but are humorous. Right, like, okay. Chocolate Jesus.
Sunday. Don't get on my knees to pray. Don't memorize the books of the Bible. Got my own special way. I know Jesus loves me, maybe just a little bit more. I fall down on my knees every Sunday at Zarelda Lee's candy store. Well, I've got to be a chocolate Jesus. Make me feel good inside. Got to be a chocolate Jesus. Keep me satisfied. Well, I don't want no apples, apples. Don't want no almond joy. There ain't nothing better than suitable for this boy. Well, that's the only thing that can pick me up. It's better than a cup of gold. You see, only a chocolate Jesus can satisfy my soul.
Okay, that was Bad Taste Blues, which you've probably heard before, but so good. That's like a three-part song. That's part three. Bad Taste Blues, part three.
Mm. So good.
All right. We have another What's Michael next? Pick.
Oh, yeah.
Lowell.
Yeah, yeah.
Bruce Springsteen.
Oh, geez. All right, so I picked this one because when Amalia and their sister Fiona were little, I used to sing to them and play my guitar before they went to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
And I told myself when I started doing that I would not dumb down the songs. Like, I never played Rafi or anything like that. I would just play stuff that I thought they should hear and mm-hmm. understand, maybe not yet, but at some level, maybe. Mm-hmm. And the risk was that they were usually pretty dark songs.
Oh, no.
But they were lovely. And
they sounded beautiful.
Maybe on the surface, they just didn't catch the darkness until later.
No, I
know.
Really didn't. Fire and Rain, he would play a lot of James Taylor. And Fire and Rain was the only song that would make me cry. Like, that was the only one that I understood that it was a sad song.
Yeah. Aww. Yeah. Well, this one is called Shut Out the Lights by Bruce Springsteen. It's not a well-known Springsteen song. It was the B-side to the single Born in the USA, mm-hmm. which was another very dark song that was very misunderstood as a patriotic song. In fact, I think the Republican Party grabbed onto it during one of the the 84 campaign, and Springsteen very unceremoniously told them to stop playing it because he didn't want his music associated with Reagan at the time. And it also was sort of a joke because mm-hmm. it was a protest song mm-hmm. about the United States government and their treatment of Vietnam vets. So this song on the B-side of that was also about a returning vet and difficulty reintegrating into his hometown. But it was a little bit more on the nose than Born in the USA. So this is Shut Out the Lights.
Up at him as he felt the wheels touch down. He stood out on the blacktop and took a taxi into town. He got out down on Main Street and went into a local bar. He bought a drink and found a seat in a corner in the dark. Well, she called up her mama to make sure the kids were out of the house. She checked herself out in the dining room mirror and undid an extra button on her blouse. He felt her lying next to him when the clock said 4 a.m. He was staring at the ceiling, he couldn't move his hands. Oh, mama, 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 come quick. I got the shakes and I'm gonna be sick. Throw your arms around me in the cold, dark night. Hey, now, mama, don't shut out the light. Don't you 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 shut out the light. Well, on his porch, he stretched a banner. S. said John, welcome home. Bobby pulled his Ford out of the garage and they polished up the chrome. His mama said, Johnny, oh Johnny, I'm so glad to have you back with me. His pa said he was sure he'd give me his job back down at the factory. Now, mama, 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 I got the shakes and I'm gonna be sick. Throw your arms around me in the cold dark night. Hey now, mama, don't shut out the light. Won't you shut out the light? 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 Well, deep in the dark forest, the forest filled with rain. Beyond the strip
of Maryland pines. There's a river without a name in the cold black water. Now Johnson, man, here stands. He stares across to the lights of the city and dreams of where he's been. Oh, mama, 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 come to wake. I got the shakes and I'm gonna be sick. Throw your arms around me in the cold, dark night. Hey now, mama, don't shut out the light. Don't you 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 shut out the light.
I just want to introduce the next song because I was really excited about it and introducing it to Aaron, my dad. So I have been on a kick of just like appreciating Spanish music and like just like indie artists, like Spanish bands. And I found one that I just can't get enough of, Shego. And they took the best, saddest song ever, Paul by Big Thief.
Mm-hmm.
And they rewrote the lyrics and made them sadder.
No.
And, but made it like a bop. Like, made it sound super fun and whatever. And it's called Pablo. So, it's like, I guess a cover, but like not really a cover.
Like not really.
And if you don't speak Spanish, you should look up the lyrics because they're really good. And I'm just such a big fan. I just love that. I mean, it's like what Marty O'Reilly did with, like, I think that we should normalize taking people's music and making it your own.
Yeah, exactly.
I think it's like such, I mean, Big Thief is a band that I think most modern, like, indie bands look up to. Like, who doesn't look up to Big Thief if you're a musician?
Yeah.
I don't know. Maybe that's controversial, but, like, I saw them live this summer, and I think I truly believe that Big Thief, like, ranks the highest on the list of...
Fair.
Contemporary heartbreakers. Okay, this is Pablo. Hope you enjoy. Sorry, it took me a second to turn the mics on. All right, we have another mic song. Haha.
Yeah, so this is this one goes out to my lovely wife, Tanya, who is back home in San Rafael. And this is a song by Etta James, the famous blues artist who did a number of songs in the late 50s, early 60s. And this was a song that during our wedding reception, it was in our house, which was beautiful. We like removed all the furniture and
the best.
And like decorated it and made a dance floor and brought in my band's PA system so that we had music and all of that. And at the last minute, I decided to sing this song to her with my acoustic guitar, and it was super fun. And so I think about her every time I hear this song. So this is Etta James, At Last.
Melt my heart, why don't you?
Oh my. Thank you.
watching you sleep. And honey, I'm so afraid you're gonna wake up and say that you should probably leave. 'Cause I know
we have PSA.
PSA.
You want to do PSA?
Yeah, sure. So I handpicked this one because ever since Amalia, these are like all old Amalia stories. They will rue the day that they asked me to come on this show. Amalia's love of dried fruit started as soon as they could eat hard food, and ever since that time, at age 2, I think they've eaten their body weight in dried fruit every single day.
He's not wrong.
So, looking for some sweet, great tasting snacks that are also healthy for you? Try eating dried fruit. Dried figs, apples, cherries, bananas, apricots, peaches, pears, pineapples, raisins, cranberries. Wow, this is into it. You get the idea. And of course, Amalia's favorite, mangoes. And oh, so many other fruits are both tasty and good for you. Many dried fruits are an excellent natural source of cancer-fighting dietary fiber. Read the labels to understand which brands have added sugars. And say no to added sugars. But no matter what, eating pretty much any kind of fruit is going to be better for you than candy or a processed snack. A public service message from all the fruits and nuts here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Educational Radio.
Mm-hmm. Wow, that was awesome. Mm-hmm. I am a fruit at Medford.
Yep.
And I am a not, fruit and Aaron is a nut.
I am not a nut. I'm allergic to one type of nut.
Oh, that's right.
So I cannot be a nut.
Oh, I forgot. Mm-mm. You would not, you're...
No.
You are...
No.
Anyways.
We're fruits.
We're fruits. All right, you want to talk about the next song?
Oh, yeah. So this next one is from the Chicago-born band Wilco.
The best of the best. Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of been on my mind because my wife and I went to see Wilco in Santa Barbara a couple weeks ago. Mm-hmm. Maybe it was 3 weeks ago. And it was a great show. And it was so much fun because they played the three songs I wanted them to play. My favorite Wilco song called Impossible Germany, and then two songs that my band, which Tammy's ones? Camaro, shameless plug, in the Bay Area cover, Monday and I'm the Man Who Loves You. Mm. And they have a huge catalog, so the fact that they played both of those was super fun.
Red Eyed Blue? What is that song?
I can't remember. I know what you're talking about. So this one is off of their latest album, Cousin, because I figure if I'm going to play a Wilco song, I should promote their new album. And they've been leading off their set in this tour with this song.
Ooh, I'm excited. I haven't listened to their new album.
Okay, Cousin.
This is Infinite Surprise by Wilco.
Still, I to love. There's nothing that you see. There's nothing that you see. There's nothing that you see. There's nothing there. You're worried. So am I. I'm sorry. I made you cry. You know that's not like me. You know that isn't me. No, it's not like me to make you cry.
Yeah.
our time is done.
Well, it's not done.
We've got 30 seconds left.
Oh. Okay, I guess I'm not ending on the Soccer Mommy cover of Wide Open Spaces. But I was really excited to end on the Soccer Mommy. Maybe I'll play it as we leave.
Yeah.
Okay. This is Malia.
Erin.
This is Mike.
And you're listening to Aftertaste, 291.5 FM WMFO Medford Tubbs Freeform Radio.
Yay! Thank you for listening.
Thanks for joining us, Dad. Oh. It was very fun. All right, Soccer Mommy cover of Wide Open Spaces because...
Why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
Enjoy. Have a good rest of your weekend.